going to exhale all the air out. Good. You're going to inhale and exhale. Let's just do two more of those. Inhaling right into our heart, into the part of us that knows. Exhaling down into the earth. And one more. Inhale into your knowing. Exhale, letting go. Great. Okay, thanks, Anya, for just diving in with us.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're so welcome. So, Anya, for you, I would listen to this recording and write, just take notes, and maybe after this class, take notes as well. But just kind of let yourself have some time to digest and, yeah. All right, so how are we impacted? Anyone just want to share briefly via text typing there in the question box or raising your hand and sharing? Sakina says, I understand her experience of rebirth after her father's passing. It's a big deal to heal from good girl syndrome. I'm processing this too. It can be scary to feel like you're losing male presence in your life by leaving her unfulfilling marriage. She's stepping into herself. I'm proud. And her daughter is going to be proud and appreciative in time. Yeah, most likely, right? And it's okay if she's not. So we're holding the bigger view here, that sometimes we don't know how other people are going to feel about our actions. What's most important is how we feel, because we're the ones living with us all day long. Sherry says, I feel lighter and happy for you, Anya, for your breakthrough. Anything else before we move on? Yeah. Okay. So it's always sweet, I find, to reach out to people in a community, because it just, I get back when I reach out, when I give and I extend. I always just, there's something magical that happens in that kind of exchange. So if you feel inspired to reach out to Anya, you know, via email or just right here by saying one sentence at any point here on this call, please do. And sometimes we might have a very different life story than Anya, totally different trajectory, different age, different situation. And take it on in this 8 weeks that Anya represents a part of you. Maybe different story, different details, and she represents a part of you. Find out what that part is and connect to that, because she's moving the ball forward for you in your own life just by facing herself like she is right now. And Victoria says, I'm noticing that I'm a little scared to imagine the picture of what I really want, what it looks like. It's not exactly matching what I thought I was fighting for. Yeah, I'm glad you're saying that, Victoria. And as we dig down deeper inside ourselves to find out what we truly want, that's one of the discoveries sometimes we see, is that, oh, it's not what I thought it was going to be, right? I'm in a different place, or wow, I really thought it was this. I always had this fantasy of this other thing, but when I'm truly honest, it's actually this thing here. And some of us don't want to go there because it means giving up certain things in our life. It might mean letting go of some things. It might mean the relationship ends. It might mean that we have a period of being totally alone on the journey to get what we want. So I'm, of course, taking the seat to hold your courage, and that you all have it in you. You wouldn't be this far in life without courage. So it's in there. But can you go after what you really want? And Sherry agrees and says, I feel scared also to ask myself what I really want. Yeah, great. So go toward that. Anyone else that's feeling scared to get clear or to own what you really want, please go there. Because that is sometimes a scary place. And you're going to make some important discoveries. And you might bring it up in this 8 weeks, and you might get support around it. And now's the time, right? I'm of the view, why wait? Whether you see life as long or short, why wait? Like, let's manifest and let's create the kind of life we're here to live. As parents, as daughters, as people, as just beings walking through the planet here. Victoria, yeah, good one. Correction, not a little scary, more like terrifying. Great. So go toward the terror. For real, just go there. During this call, afterwards, start engaging in that conversation. Because, again, when a woman stands up for what she wants, and any human being, but since you're all women, I'm going to use that, the gender metaphor here. When a woman stands up for what she wants, it's like, look out. It's very powerful. It's very inspiring. And, you know, I watched my mom, my own mother, not go after what she wanted. She sacrificed what she wanted so that she could have a husband and she was a parent. But she had to give up, chose to give up, didn't have to give up her dreams. And I can see it on her face today. There's deep grief in there that she hasn't felt around that choice that she made. And she still could, even at 75, still turn toward that now. And she's not. And that's okay. That's the life she wants to live. That's how she's playing it. That's okay. And it's like, woo, that's a lot to carry, right? Okay. Vanessa's asking, can you speak to asking for what you want and also not being dependent on anyone else being different than they are? Yeah, I mean, asking for what we want and then just claiming what we want are two different things. So when we ask for what we want, I'm assuming you're probably talking about the context of a marriage or a relationship. Asking for what we want is crucial in a relationship because then we know our partner knows where you stand, right? They know where you stand. Oh, that's what you want? Okay, wow, that's really good to know. I'm not sure I can provide that. I'm not sure I can support that. I'm not sure I can give you that. But to stand in what you want is paramount in a marriage because what it ends up happening is resentment creeps in and you start resenting each other. And then you have a story going about how the other person won't let you have what you want. Well, you've got to claim it. You never stood up in the first place and said what you wanted. But this is why people don't totally stand in what they want in a marriage, for example, because it might mean the relationship ends and they don't want to lose a relationship. They'd rather betray themselves to some degree to get, you know, to avoid losing and avoid being alone. It's just human behavior, right? We've already talked about this. It's what children do. Children don't stand in what they want very long. They do initially, especially when they're two or three. They're just like, I want. It's all I want. But if the adults shut it down enough times, the kid shuts himself down and learns that, okay, I can't get that. So how am I going to, you know? Or when I really try to get that, my parents get upset and I lose relationships. So I'll never ask for that again. Right. So this all gets set up in childhood and it's all understandable. And again, I think particularly for girls, it's edgy for girls to continue to step into what they want because it's in so many contexts, it's not okay. And then you add culture or race or sexuality, sexual orientation on top of that, and it gets even more complicated to stand in what you want. And so what? Stand in what you want and let the chips fall where they may. Would you rather die not having claimed or gone after what you want or been like allowing other people to tell you how you should be your whole life. So I don't think, Vanessa, I don't think it's about being dependent on anyone be different. I think in a true loving partnership, you have each other's back on what your primary want is. And again, sometimes it might be, let's say my wife said, what I want is an open relationship. I want that more than anything. And that was her truth. And I was like, no, I don't want that. I want monogamy. Okay. We're at an impasse now. But I would have her back on that. I would say, okay, because I love you, you can have that, but not with me. I'm monogamy because I'm not willing to compromise here. I'm not willing to betray myself here. So our relationship will end, and I support you going after what you want because that's who you are. This means the world to you. Go follow it. Go follow your heart. Go follow your bliss. Go do that. I would do that. I would totally have her back on that. And it would kill me in the process, probably. But, right? Do you see the difference there? Like, ideally, we have each other's back on what we want, and we help each other keep uncovering and exploring what we want. Cool. Hopefully that answered your question, Vanessa. Yeah, this is interesting, right? This theme of desire is coming up about what you want. I got another comment here from Melissa. I appreciate Anya's courage, and I'm in touch with my own sadness despite being in this idyllic place. I'm committed to doing the work this week to get clear about what it is I want and sharing it with my husband and claiming it. Yeah, right on. Not just sharing it, claiming it. And again, remember, the deepest part of your man, if you're with a man right now, he supports you. I'll speak for him. He supports you owning and claiming what you want. His smaller self might be threatened by it. His lower self might run away. His less mature self might shut down. All of that may happen. And are you still willing to stand in what you want and claim it and go after it? Okay, Brittany's got a comment here. Go ahead, Brittany. You're on mute, I think. I unmuted you. Brittany, you there? Looks like you're still muted somehow. There you go.
Yes. Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Yep.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Sorry, I'm out walking my dog. I had to take off the gloves.
No worries.
I had a question about, I relate to that feeling of being terrified to look at what I really want, but more in the sense of I don't want, I guess I'm scared of me being the eternal optimist without hoping. I don't want to cut and dry anything, and I feel like I'm the type of person that when I make a decision, oh, this is what I picture, then that's what I have to stick to be true to myself, wherein through this process, you know, I have really stuck to not starting any major processes. I've been focusing on myself, and I felt my boyfriend and I move further apart, but in the same sense, I'm starting to get positive feedback from him, in the sense that he's more supportive, more openly engaging me in things.
Uh-huh.
So where we are right now, you know, I don't, if I had to picture our life continuing as it is right now, no, I'm in my future, but
wait,
if he was to continue working on himself.
Wait, time out. You cut out there. What did you say about when you see into the future?
Hello? As we stand right.
Uh-oh. Darn it. I'm losing you.
I would not see us staying together because I don't feel like I get what I need from him. Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Is this any better?
Yeah, I think what I heard there was if you.
Is it any better?
Yeah, can you hear me? Brittany, can you
yes.
hear me? Okay.
Yep, I can
what
hear
I,
you.
Great. What I caught there was that if you're honest, you don't see yourself being with him. Is that right?
Right now, correct. If it was to continue how things are between us right now, I would not want to stay in this relationship forever because I don't get what I need from him.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's the whole point. Like, through this, you know, if he does continue, because I am seeing a positive trend without me pushing him, without me mothering him, purely by me focusing on myself, I am seeing positive results from him.
Yeah.
And if he did change, then that would change my outlook.
Yeah.
And I guess what terrified me most about looking into my future is me looking into my future and deciding something and then, you know, going back on it, you know, I guess.
Yeah.
I
kind of turning
I
you
guess
back
I
on
wanna,
yourself.
I don't know. Right. I don't know if anybody else can relate to that, that, you know, is that going to myself if I change my mind down the road? And I don't think it is. I've, you know, I guess more I'm speaking my feelings and that hoping to other.
Yeah.
That might be feeling the same thing. It's just my personality in the past. Once I make a decision, I always stick to it. And I'm deciding now that it's okay to do what is best for me, even if that means changing my course, because my relationship is serving me better in a healthy light.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. I heard you kind of put something out to the women, which I'll reiterate in my own words. You cut out again, but I think I got the bulk of it.
Sorry.
That's right. Which is like you're concerned about changing your mind, that you make a decision and then in a couple of years, what if you, or when down the road, what if you went back, right? Because you're the
right.
type of person who, when you make your decision, you just stick with it.
Right. Like if I decide now I don't see him in my future, even if you.
Uh-oh.
Well, I guess in the past.
Okay. You're breaking up, Brittany. So I'm gonna mute you for a sec. So Brittany, I've got you muted for a second. You're breaking up again. So let me just speak to this for a minute, and Brittany, I'll check in with you in just a sec. So I think you're bringing up a really good point, and when I feel into you specifically, and kind of as I'm slowly getting to know you here, when you say when I make a decision, I just stick to it, that feels rigid to me. I feel myself contract a little bit because I'm like, I think we've all had experiences in life where we knew about a decision and we made it only to find out later that maybe it wasn't the best decision and we learned something and we went back and changed our mind even. That doesn't necessarily mean you're betraying yourself or turning your back on yourself. It just means you changed your mind. You got clear and now you have more information and now you make a new decision. So let's say you leave your guy only to find out in a year or two that he has all of a sudden totally come around. Well, that's not it doesn't necessarily mean you made the wrong decision. It just means he wasn't ready at that time. Well, now he is 2 years later, and let's say he finds someone else. Well, that's all part of what you have to deal with. And sometimes that does happen. You know, all those women that didn't stand up to me when I was just totally blocking them out, had they tried to push through my wall and it worked and I was actually open and would have been like, hey, I'm super motivated, you know, we could have had a great relationship potentially, but it just wasn't right. It wasn't the time, you know, it wasn't the right timing. So there's more going on here, I think, than sometimes we know. And it's, to me, it goes a lot better when we're really true to ourselves and our heart's calling. And we're making decisions out of self-honoring versus a bunch of fear. And then we see right down the road. So Brittany, I'll just unmute you briefly for a sec, if you can respond, if you have a response.
Yes. Am I coming through clear?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that pretty much says what I was trying to say. I guess also in the sense, if he does come around, if I make the decision to not be with him and I don't find anybody and it's a shorter period of time, I guess, you know, to allow myself to give him another chance, you know, is that if he does come around and grows up and, you know, learns about himself, you know, that's what I struggle with. You know, would I be going back on myself by going back to him, you know, when he could have very well spent the time on himself that I'm spending on myself right now,
yeah,
to, you know, get only, to a place that he
only
could
you're
be,
gonna know. I think only you're gonna know on that one, Brittany.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what I feel like. I feel like my inclination to be terrified of looking in the future was because I looked at it as, if I look into the future and I don't see him, I'm telling myself this is never going to happen again. Which for some women, I guess that is the best thing. But I guess I just wanted to share that experience, those feelings that I had.
Yeah, I think you're speaking.
Somebody else might be feeling the same thing.
Yeah. Let's see if that's true. I'm going to mute you and let's see if anyone else has a comment there. Does anyone else kind of relate to what Brittany's talking about there? Feel free to raise your hand or type in. And while you're doing that, I just want to remind you that, you know, my wife, for example, after our second breakup, she was pretty certain she was done with me forever. And I was pretty certain I was done with her. And yet she left the door a tiny bit cracked open. And I had some big insights and epiphanies, and I was working on myself hard. And I went back to her to see, like, okay, hold on, I think I made a mistake here. And she had left the door just like a tiny bit ajar and was like, yeah, like, I'll talk to you if you want to talk about long-term commitment. But if you don't, then I have no interest in talking to you. It was cool because she did get sort of judged by some of her friends and her circle because some people were like, how could you be with a guy who like broke up with you again and he's treating you like this? But she trusted some deeper part of herself. Like when I ask her about this, she just trusted some deeper part. If she was on this call, that's what she would say. And she would probably unpack it and say a lot more. And hopefully you'll get a chance to talk to her. Or you will, actually. I'm going to make that happen. At some point during this 8 weeks or 9 weeks, we'll make sure she gets on the call and you can ask her about that. But I think that's what you're asking also, Brittany. It's what I hear is, well, what if, you know, and it's okay. Like, again, there's no formula here around your heart and how you work and trusting yourself. And the question is, are you willing to trust yourself? All right, cool. So nothing else yet. Anyone else have a question or a comment? We have maybe 15-ish minutes left. 10 to 15 left. I'd love to hear any additional shares, or if you got totally something unrelated and a question about your unique situation, please. Now's the chance. I'm hanging out. Okay, Sherry, I'm going to unmute you. Hi.
Okay. Hi. Oh my gosh, you're right. It's funny how themes come up and some of the things that Anya was saying and then now some of the things that you were saying and Brittany was saying and what happened for me this weekend all kind of seem like it's the same theme. And when you had talked about to Anya about asking yourself, you know, what does this look like? What do you want? I was like, oh my gosh. Mm. And that's true. I don't feel scared. I feel terrified that my answer is not going to be what I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in a relationship with a man for 2 years now. He is 8 years older than me. He's never been married or had children. He lived with somebody for 10 years, 13 years ago. But he supports me and my happiness and my growth. He's broke up with me several times because he thought he lost himself in the relationship. But he always came back and said, you know, I really want to work on this. But the one big thing is he knows he doesn't, he feels like he never wants to live with somebody again. And I'm not so sure that I don't want that. So I've been staying in this relationship and I keep asking myself, is this what I want long term? And I just feel like I want to get clear.
Okay.
On can I live with this?
Let's do it. Let's help you get more clear right now. So close your eyes or just be still for a moment. And just feel, take a couple breaths here. Yep. And there's clarity that exists already in you. So we just need to see if it's available and accessible to you. So I'm going to ask your heart, not you, not your head, your heart, a question. And I want your heart to respond. Do you want to live with someone again?
Yes.
Okay, so feel that. It's clear. How do you know? How do you know right now? How do you know that?
Because I value connection and relationship. And when I close my eyes and I see myself with somebody, not alone.
Right on. Yep. And do you see yourself living and sharing maybe a house together?
I don't know.
Well, hold on. You do. Just slow down, come back.
Yes, I do.
Okay, how do you know? Either it's felt or you see it, like which or something you're sensing.
I feel it. I don't see it, but I feel it. I feel like it's a part of who I am.
Okay. Okay, nice. Describe that for us so that we like keep your eyes closed or stay inward and describe it out loud to us so we have a sense of this part of you that wants to share your life with someone and even live with someone.
I like being in a relationship with people. I value connection. I see myself growing more in relationship than alone. I see myself feeling alone.
Okay. Well, hold on. What's time out? What's happening right now, Sherry? Because it seems like you're kind of popping in and out of it.
I think I'm trying to figure out why I don't. I'm trying to sell myself why I don't want to be alone,
mm-hmm.
rather than why it's more important for me to be in relationship.
Okay. Well, here's just some coaching, I guess, if I want to call it that, or reflection or something. I get the sense in you, like there was a couple moments there where I really felt you around, yeah, like one of the first thing you said and you were emotional when you said it was yes, like I want to be with someone basically, right? Something like that. When I asked your heart the question, it was an immediate yes, right? That I trusted. And then it got a little wobbly when it talked about, you got a little wobbly when it was like living with someone. And it felt more, what I felt as I was with you was more fear. Like fear came online in a bigger way there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's true, but that's just what my experience was. And so when you get scared, what I noticed just also happened is that's when you start popping in and out. You go into your head more, mm-hmm. trying to figure it out or trying to find the right rationale or reasons or justify it or explain it. When here's the thing with our deep knowing, we don't need to explain it. Even though I'm asking you, well, how do you know? Like, why is that? What does it feel like? Or what do you see? You don't really need to explain it. It's just like, I just know. It's just a feeling, or I see it as clear as day. I just know. And then very rapidly after that, could be nanoseconds for some of you, comes in the doubt and the mind chatter and your partner's opinions and everybody else's shoulds and agendas. And pretty soon now you're like, I don't know, actually, like, wait, I'm confused.
Yeah.
So it's the first moment of knowing that when we tap into that, that's the thing to trust. And then everything else on top of that is often your trips and other people's trips and stories and fear, really just fear. So for you, I would be helping you like work with your fear, because you said terrified. Like just stay there for a little while. I'm terrified to stand in what I know. You know, I'm scared to stand in the truth of what I know about partnership and what works for me and what doesn't. I'm just scared. I get shaky. I get wobbly. I go in my head. I try to figure it out. So what could you say right now that's just true about your knowing and about your fear?
I don't think that I'm successful in relationship with people.
Did you say I don't think I'm successful, or I am successful?
I don't think that I'm successful.
Okay, that could be, you know, again, a story. What's under that, though? What do you feel in terms of your knowing? About what you want, like what you want / need if you're going to do partnership, like truly do it. And what do you need or want?
Commitment from myself too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because you tell yourself a story you're not good at it, or you're not successful at it, or something.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Again, just a story. Can you feel the part of you somewhere inside your body? And be honest, do you have access to some part of you that is below all your stories of yourself, that is like, I want love, and I actually need love and connection in my life?
Yeah.
Okay. Just hang out there for a minute. Okay. That's true, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So let yourself have that. I want love. I need love. I need connection. I don't want to be alone. I want to be with someone. Then for you, we need to work with, there's a layer here of I don't deserve.
Yeah.
And anyone else on the call, like, you got to feel that into that for yourself. I don't deserve. Do I deserve actually to be met in what I want? Am I worth that? Do I value myself enough for that? Because with you, I get the sense that there's, you know, you have a bigger, a louder part of you that doesn't deserve.
Yep. That's what I wrote in all my notes, is I feel like that maybe I don't deserve this, but where would that come from? Like,
it doesn't matter. I mean, probably your childhood somewhere, but it's you got the message somewhere along the way in your life. You didn't come in the world not deserving. You somewhere got that message, and that's one of your stories, and it's BS, you know? I'm calling bullshit on it right now. It's, you're so much bigger than that. And you've got to work to be able to own that yourself.
Okay.
Because when you don't deserve, when you're walking around with I don't deserve, you'll attract people who then treat you in a way that's not totally deserving, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so what needs to change isn't out there again. It's not him, it's you. I mean, sure, he's probably got all kinds of things he could change about himself to be a more awesome person, but he's not maybe working on it. You are.
Yep.
So is there anything you do deserve? There's probably something you can get behind that says, yeah, I deserve whatever, fill in the blank.
I feel like I want to like look through something in my notes to see what I think about myself.
Don't do that. No. Don't do that. Like, how about this? Let me just ask you a direct question. Do you feel like you deserve attention on this call right now?
It's really hard. I feel really needy, and I don't like that feeling.
Okay. All right. I want you to just stay with this and lean into the edge of you do deserve this, and you invested, you paid money to invest in yourself. So I think there's some part of you that does feel like you deserve it, or you wouldn't have signed up, right? You wouldn't be on this call. You wouldn't be engaging with these women in the group, or you would be hiding out somewhere. So can you see that? That there's a part of you that actually can step out and advocate for herself?
Yeah.
That's true, right? Undeniable.
Yeah.
Did anyone sign you up for this course besides you?
No,
right? You did. So that demonstrates through your actions that you have a part of you that does deserve to be cared about, to be guided, to be helped. So we have to start with and kind of work with where you're at, which is, okay, there is a part of me that does deserve. And now when it comes to intimate relationship, I go into my stories about I don't deserve, more unconsciously. It's not probably as overt as that, but anyway, I want you to keep noticing the places where you feel deserving, because that's where your value shows up. You value yourself enough to invest in yourself like this.
Okay.
And then we can start working with this notion of I don't deserve. But you're not alone here. I know there's women on the call that have, a smaller version here. It might be, maybe it's bigger, maybe it's smaller, but there's a version going on. All of us have some little or big place in us that's, we don't value ourselves very much. It's kind of human nature. So thank you for your willingness.
Thank you.
Yeah. And again, remember, you spoke up for yourself. So, and asked for this time. So clearly you deserve that at least, right? Woo. Okay. What a jam-packed session we had today. Anyone got any quick in the question box, just one word, what you're feeling right now, one sentence? We're sharing impact, right, of being on the call today with each other. I'm going to just, while you're writing that, I'm going to do a quick check-in with if Amy just wants to say hello. I'm going to unmute you, Amy, if this is you. Looks like you're muted on your own phone. You there? Hello, hello? Amy? Huh. You're such a mystery, Amy. Darn, I don't get to hear your voice. All right, next week, and maybe in the meantime, I can have Alyssa try to help you figure out what is going on the tech side there. Okay, impact from Sakina says excited. Anyone else want to share impact? You can also just speak it if you raise your hand. Anybody? Doesn't have a computer there. Okay, this technology is not perfect with that kind of thing. I just like to unmute everybody, and I, for some reason, can't do that. All right, well, thank you all. I know you've got families to get back to and lives to get back to, so I'll end it here. The recording will be up tomorrow. Thanks again for your courage, your vulnerability, your listening, those of you who didn't say anything. I appreciate you also. And again, I like to jot down notes, reflections, share in our little Facebook group there how you were impacted, if you have any questions, comments. It just keeps the energy moving, right? So let's keep it going. And we'll talk next week. Okay, thanks everybody. Bye.